Well, as we've been saying, we're standing by for that apology from the Taoiseach to be delivered in the Dáil. We're told now in the next few minutes following the report of the Commission investigation into mother and baby homes. Let's just get an update on all of this from our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, what's the latest?
Well, Micheál Martin is on his feet. They're dealing with the final bit of business before he is due to give that speech, and that relates to promised legislation filtering into the Dáil at Convention Centre Dublin. The other coalition party leaders, Leo Varadkar and Eamon Ryan, I can see the other party leaders, Alan Kelly is there too. So you get a sense that it's just about to begin, but a few more minutes just now.
Paul, just talk to us a little bit about the decision to go ahead with this apology today, because yesterday and in the days leading up to this, we were hearing many of the survivors and some of their organisations saying it was too soon, just the day after the publication of this enormous report, too soon to have this apology, that time should be given for those survivors and others with a direct interest in this to read the report, to digest it, to think through the implications. But the decision taken by government clearly to go ahead. Why?
There was a sense from government that after having received this report that they had to be seen to act. And one thing that they could do was stand up with the Taoiseach on behalf of the state to issue and apologise to survivors for what happened, what he described as serious and systematic discrimination, in which, you know, Ireland had the number of women admitted to mother and baby homes was the highest in the world, that such was the scale of what happened that the government couldn't just let it go by. I think from the opposition party's point of view, while there was consideration of that of delaying the report, what they really want to see now at this particular point is an appropriate apology, that it is clear about what the government is going to do and it is going to act speedily. You heard earlier on that there are many people within this community of survivors who are very old. They need to see something happening now, and that's the bar which the government has to reach. That's what they have to do and set out in clear terms in this comprehensive statement.
All right, Paul, for the moment, thank you very much for that.